The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The strength of Klal Yisrael. Shalom Zohar. I don't know if anybody's still waiting with patience. Unfortunately, I got delayed. I'll just say a few words. You're talking about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that has real power. And that's why it's kedai and makes sense to be talking only in him and not in anybody else. Because it's always good to be with the strong one. And like we said, we see the most powerful people, they go up and they go down, and there's nothing that can really rely on long term and very often even short term. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remains the same. I just want to add one prop, that we know that we were created with Tzelem Elikim. Tzelem Elikim means that the Klichus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has, he gave each one of us a certain degree of that Koyach. And that Koyach, if you think of any of the Klichus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have it also. So this Koyach, Hashem has tremendous power, and nobody could override HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a certain degree, we have this also. The koyach of every Jewish person is so powerful that if we recognize that koyach, we could get to places we never imagined. You know, in American English, they speak about self-confidence, which means a little bit believing in yourself. We don't believe in ourselves as an independent entity. We believe in ourselves as being the Am Kriyei Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Hu, a nation that is
Kol HaLashon,
deeply connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like we said, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave over from himself to us. It says if you see a wise Talmud Chacham, a great Talmud Chacham, it says Shacholot Mechokmot Eliyreyos, that he gave us from his wisdom to his Yireyim, the people that have awe of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he was called from everything good that he has to Klal Yisrael. And that's why throughout history, Jewish people were able to come to such amazing achievements. I'm not talking about secular ones, I'm talking about the religious achievements. And they see so many situations that seemed impossible. I know this Jew, Rav Yitzchak Zilber from Russia. He was 2 years in a Russian work camp and he was able to be Shomer Shabbos. Every single one of them. It was impossible. He told me himself it was impossible. But every Shabbos, every week, he planned the entire week to set himself in a position that he would be able to be Shomer Shabbos. And when Shabbos came, he did his best, and he had Shabbat Shemaya week after week after week. And that's part of the secret also. If you want to conquer everything in one day, it doesn't happen. If we take 1 week at a time, one day at a time, then we struggle as well. We're with you. We're not afraid of anything. And gives us tremendous courage. And every time now, everybody has the challenge to realize Hashem is with us even more than ever before. And all we have to do is recognize that. And say with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognize that we have this tremendous koyach of accomplishing what Hashem wants. But it seems easy, it seems hard. That's a special gruda that Klal Yisrael has. The koyach that we have, the Tzelem Elokim that we have. And the more we recognize our Tzelem Elokim, the more we'll take advantage of it. And more Hashem will help us out to make all those things we really want to happen, let's tell you, to really happen.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.